On April 19, 1995, a truck bomb parked outside of a federal building in Oklahoma City was detonated, killing hundreds and wounding hundreds more. Well before 9/11, a catastrophic act of terrorism was committed by an individual who had nothing to do with Islamist extremism. In all the years I worked in security intelligence, there was one image that haunts me more than any other. When you work in a field that deals, usually, with bad people planning to do bad things, you become inured to reading and writing about a lot of bad. So to say that one particular photo has stayed with me for over the past 40 years is really saying something. That photo is a photo of a firefighter in Oklahoma City cradling the body of a young child found in the wreckage of the Alfred P. Murrah building in the wake of a massive explosion on this day in 1995. Except that this was no gas leak or other ordinary blast. This was a cataclysm brought about when a right-wing terrorist named Timothy McVeigh parked a rental truck in front of the U.S. federal building in downtown Oklahoma City. Inside the vehicle was a powerful bomb made out of a deadly cocktail of agricultural fertilizer, diesel fuel, and other chemicals. McVeigh got out, locked the door, and headed towards his getaway car. He ignited one timed fuse, then another. At precisely 9:02 a.m., the bomb exploded. Within moments, the surrounding area looked like a war zone. A third of the building had been reduced to rubble, with many floors flattened like pancakes. Dozens of cars were incinerated, and more than 300 nearby buildings were damaged or destroyed. The human toll was still more devastating. 168 people died, including 19 children, and several hundred more were injured. It was the worst act of homegrown terrorism in U.S. history. Interestingly, many, if not most, Americans assumed that the attack was the work of Islamist terrorists. After all, the first World Trade Center bombing had taken place a scant 2 years earlier. Except that McVeigh was not a jihadi. He'd been brought up in a typical U.S. middle-class upbringing in New York State and joined the U.S. Army in 1988, apparently excelling at being a soldier. Oddly enough, he expressed an early interest in the Turner Diaries, which tells the story of a gun enthusiast who reacts to the government's tightening of restrictions on private firearms by bombing a federal building. McVeigh was also apparently influenced by the 1992 Ruby Ridge, Idaho siege by the FBI, where white separatist and gunrunner Randy Weaver was killed, together with his wife and son. McVeigh had also traveled to Waco, Texas, to protest another U.S. federal siege on a compound held by David Koresh and the Branch Davidians, which ended in an April 19, 1993 firestorm in which dozens, including children, were killed. McVeigh's response came 2 years later to the day. It is impossible to imagine how anyone can justify killing children in the way McVeigh did. Yes, the FBI did take out young people at Ruby Ridge and Waco, but that was not deliberate. Those responsible were the right-wing nut jobs who put their kids in that situation. In any event, McVeigh was executed by lethal injection on June 11, 2001 at a federal prison in Indiana. I am generally not a fan of the death penalty, but in this instance, I feel it was the right and only choice. And I will never get that image of the battered toddler's body out of my mind.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.